Principal Vivian Hughes Norday is not in her office today. Most days, she's not in her office.
Did you get your key? Okay, I'll remember to give it to you.
Every day, Norday walks miles and miles throughout this old, stately building, checking up on students, helping teachers, talking to parents. John R. King Elementary is a gem in the Detroit public school system, and Norday is determined to keep it that way. The halls, classrooms, and bathrooms are spotless.
I'm a real finicky person about cleanliness, and I always tell the kids and the staff, I said, I'm going to be here for a long time, and I'm going to even be with my walker saying, y'all get off my walls. But I just think that this should be a clean, safe environment for children when they come here.
It's no particular mystery what makes a school successful. Everyone agrees that good schools are safe and nurturing places. The teachers are highly qualified. There's a team approach to teaching. Parents are highly involved. And good schools have a strong principal. For 22 years, Vivian Norday has been that strong principal. But she says she faced a lot of resistance at first.
There were teachers who had been here a long, long time. They thought they were going to run me out of, and or that I was going to change. And they would say, we didn't do things this way. I mean, so I just persevered, and they left.
Today, the school has MEEP math and English scores above the state average and near 100% proficiency in science. Norday says that's because it's a priority at John R. King to have specialized math, English, and science teachers starting in first grade. The school has also kept its performing arts program intact, despite years of budget cuts.
And I have seen the change in the children. There are kids who had behavior problems, but when they came up here, the same thing with the vocal music. You can see a transformation in the children.
Norday says the school has aggressively courted federal and private grants to maintain its quality. John R. King is a school of choice within DPS. Children from anywhere in the city can come here. Some are homeless. Some have drug-addicted parents. Many are reading below grade level. But by the time they leave the school, most are doing well academically. Norday credits dedicated teachers and highly involved parents for the transformation. For her part,
I have a long day. I start at 5:30 in the morning. And sometimes I don't leave until 6, 7. But I love my job.
Most of the parents here know they have a good thing. They're really worried about what will happen after their kids graduate from the school. Parent Sylvia Roland says she's visited other schools in the district.
Walked into school, and I said, oh, my God. So I said, okay, let me still proceed to go to the office. Chaos. Kids running around everywhere.
Roland's views on the school system are not isolated. The district's image among Detroit parents is very poor. Experts say the poor image is mostly earned. Sharif Shikrani is a professor of education at Michigan State University. He says the district should be very worried about its students' fourth grade reading scores because low scores highly predict dropping out of school later.
More than 50% of fourth graders can't read very well. What expectation do you have for these kids when they move up to have to read to learn math and science and social studies and history and music and all of these things? They can't read.
Math scores at eighth grade, another predictor of graduation, are also very low. Shikrani says major reforms are needed. David Plank is an education expert at Berkeley who has studied Detroit schools. He agrees, but he says the reforms would need to be radical.
From time to time, from school to school, an inspired principal or a cohesive group of teachers will pull this together and accomplish magnificent things in very difficult circumstances. But moving schools from low performance to high performance is a daunting challenge in any school district. And the challenge is simply compounded in Detroit by the structural problems that the district faces.
Those structural problems include too little revenue from the state and too many expenses. Plank says Detroit's teachers union has fought proposed layoffs and school closings over the years. Those steps might have freed up resources to help the remaining schools. The teachers union says their middle-class jobs are crucial to Detroit's economy. But Plank says well-educated children are the only hope the city has for a middle class in the future.
Detroit still has too many schools for the number of kids it's educating. And you know, what they have elected to do is to bleed slowly and close schools, you know, sort of as a last resort.
If there's hope for Detroit, it might lie in Chicago's example. 10 years ago, it was called the worst public school district in the country. After the mayor took it over, the district began setting up its own charter schools. Public universities were invited to start schools. Principals were held strictly accountable for their school's performance, and the reforms were driven by research. Plank says Chicago public schools are by no means good yet, but
the trajectory has changed. You know, we see a district that is on the road to improvement.
Another glimmer of hope may be Detroit Public Schools' new CEO, Connie Calloway. Through a spokesperson, she declined to be interviewed for this story. Many people say they have hopes her leadership will usher change. But MSU professor Sharif Shakrani says that's up to others, including the union, the school board, and the mayor.
No CEO, no district superintendent in Detroit, in their, all their history, have ever been able to do anything without the support of the other groups.
Back at John R. King Elementary, students are rehearsing for their upcoming Christmas concert. It will likely be years before they understand how lucky they were to land on this island of success. Parent Sylvia Roland says every day she tries to convince more parents to enroll their children here. She says children in other schools will unfortunately have to wait for the leaders of the city and the school system to get it right.
Until they get off there and come down to earth and get involved in these schools, and Ms. Norday is outside at 7 o'clock in the morning, bringing the children in off the streets. And until those superintendents and the people at the top start getting actively involved and see what's going on, where they should put the dollars, instead of thinking, we're going to be in trouble.
Educational researchers are planning a meeting in January in Detroit to discuss new data about the district's performance and to propose solutions to its decline. They say they hope those whom they've invited, from the mayor's office to local parents, will use the meeting as a catalyst for change. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.